Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack here on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I can't believe I spent that whole break. I can't believe how bad Cleveland is. Like, when you really look at their team.
Yeah, it's not great. They don't have a Garrett Crochet. They have Jose Ramirez.
I can't believe how bad they are.
Right.
Like, it's unbelievable that this team doesn't lose, and it really cuts off at the knees. What does Alex Cora have? Since the All-Star break,
yeah.
Cleveland has two guys with an OPS over 800. Okay. One is Jose Ram.
Yep. He's great.
They have two guys since the All-Star break hitting over 270, and one has 15 at-bats.
It's a lower average team. I think when the Red Sox played them, we did this exercise and we looked through it. So even yesterday, their starting lineup has three guys sub-200. Their cleanup hitter hits 170. Then Big Christmas, even with two hits yesterday, is hitting 161. And then their catcher is hitting .151.
Yeah.
So, like, no, they're... they're terrible. They're just somehow on an absolute heater.
Yeah,
they don't have a good bullpen. They have one starter who you would like. That's probably it. Starting pitcher.
If your everyday lineup has C.J. Cephas, Daniel Schneeman, Gabriel Arias, Angel Martinez, Bo Naylor, who you might
hardly
recognize the name, is hitting .188. Brian Rocchio, Nolan Jones, David Fry, and you're like, what does Alex Cora have? Like, that's garbage. How is Alex Cora going to win games with his lineup? How on earth has Cleveland ripped off as many wins as they? That team is terrible.
It's got to be like witchcraft or something. There's no way this team can win this many games.
They exercise the demons, getting rid of guys betting on the team.
That's unbelievable.
That's true. They got rid of guys fixing games. They got rid of Carlos Santana, who was like a fixture on that in that franchise for a while.
They sold at the deadline. Yeah. They had a cheating scandal. Their lineup is trash,
right?
And they never lose.
The best team in
baseball. No excuse to get passed by that team. None. Anyway, I digress. Friday four-pack.
Yes.
What's first up here today, Billy?
What player off the Steelers would you want most on the Patriots?
Okay, this is one they should have gotten the offseason. It's Metcalf. That's the player I wanted this offseason. That's the player I would currently want. He hasn't been great through two games. He was pretty good week one, heavily targeted. He scored last week, but did less in that game. DK Metcalf to me, I'm a big fan. I wanted him all offseason. This is the guy I would want.
So that's the answer, I think, because of the position of need specifically. And he might be like their best player. I don't know how you feel about T.J. Watt at this stage of his career.
He's great.
I might go Cam Hayward, though. I might go Cam Hayward. But I do like the Patriots' defensive line, so that's why I would prioritize D.K. Metcalf. I think if it was just like an expansion draft and you're grabbing guys, Hayward probably comes off the board for me before Metcalf does. But the question is specifically about the Patriots. So, yeah, that's an obvious need, or you know, if they could add him even to the current mix, would be great.
Watt is 31 next month.
Yeah, I don't know how much. I mean, he just made a ton
of
money.
He's awesome.
He's
so
good, yeah.
I'm going for position of need, and I wouldn't do that every week when we ask this question, but I think Metcalf is an alpha number one receiver, and I think this team needs that.
He
is
no sacks. He is sackless so far this season. T.J. Watt, you get one this weekend?
Well, I was just going to say, buying opportunity, is he plus money for a sack? Probably not. But I think he's going to get one.
I think that he might.
I mean, Will Campbell's been really good through 2 weeks, but let's see if that holds.
Right.
Okay.
Literally.
He might
have to.
Yeah. What else do we have, Billy?
What all-time Steelers jersey would you most want?
This is honestly hard.
Yeah, because
this is a difficult question.
I've always hated the Steelers. Like, sort of like growing up, like you would never envision like getting a Yankee jersey, and it's not quite that strong. But I've never liked the team really, or any of the players. I don't like the uniform. Even as a kid, I'm like, I don't like the uniform. I don't like the color. But it might be Rod Woodson.
Okay.
He was sick, and I like the position, so it might be Rod Woodson. I also like Greg Lloyd.
Oh, Greg
from
Lloyd,
back
great.
In the day.
Was Greg?
He was like number 95, and he was a middle linebacker.
Greg Lloyd, did he come up with Vrabel early in his career? Didn't we just have a story about that?
Oh, there was.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Vrabel was there in Pittsburgh.
He didn't even talk to him when he was a rookie, remember?
But then he did something, and he's like, okay, I like you now.
He like finally, months into training camp, acknowledged his existence.
He's like a badass guy.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
So, yeah, those might be mine. What do you got?
Okay, I don't feel very strongly about this.
Okay.
Pittsburgh has a laundry list of bad guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, most NFL teams.
Well,
kind of do.
They feel like they have more than their fair share. I went with Emmanuel Sanders, who I always liked. Patriots could have had him.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to be productive with Peyton Manning. He went on to be productive with the San Francisco 49ers. Good receiver. Always felt like a Patriots type of receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Emmanuel Sanders. They were linked to him a lot. They never got him. I would like to have seen him play here. So I would go with Emmanuel Sanders, who retired 4 years ago. That's actually
Hall of Fame eligible next year.
Yeah, it's farther ago than I would have expected. Not a great player, but a nice player.
He was a nice player.
Manny Sanders.
Yeah, all right.
Next.
Yes.
Will the Steelers have a winning record this year?
No.
They do every year.
First time under Tomlin. No.
Yeah.
Rodgers is going to poison the well. The Patriots beating them might even be like the game they look at and say, that could have been our swing game to have another winning season under Tomlin. No, they don't have a winning record this
season. I shouldn't say they always have a winning record. They just never have a losing record, right? Correct. So but when they played 16 games, Tomlin had multiple 8-8 years in there. But now you can't do that unless you have a tie. But no, I didn't predict them as a playoff team. I don't see that happening. I think their division's pretty tough, so you're going to get two Cincinnati games, two Baltimore games, obviously. But then they also play Buffalo. They play Green Bay. They played Detroit on the road.
Loss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, even Indianapolis is out to a good start, so they have all these teams that they have to face. So, I don't think so. I think it's like a 6, maybe a 7-win team, but either way, I think they're under 500.
Dice, Antoine Randall, that's a pretty good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
He was a better passer in the first Super Bowl win with Roethlisberger.
I don't see a lot of Big Ben on the text line.
Nobody likes him.
I don't see any Chris Fuamatua Malafalas.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
That would look sick. That looks sick.
Fullback?
I think he was a running back. He might have been a fullback. Yeah. Either way, that name on a jersey would look sick.
Yeah, that would be just that would goes be all real the way. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Armpit to armpit.
I was going to say, it really is like buried in there. You're like, I can't even hold that up.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tim Biakabutuka. You remember him? My buddy had a Tim Biakabutuka jersey. You had a Biakabutuka jersey?
Yeah, the Panthers Biakabutuka.
Wow, my buddy had one of those. I was trying to think of like a longer name. That's one of the longer ones I could think of. But what is it again, Billy?
Chris. Yep. Fuamatu Amalafala.
Yeah,
that's longer than Jared Saltalamacchia. But that was, like, in baseball, the longest name in
pit
baseball.
Pit. Yeah, that is what that was.
Pit to pit.
All right, what else we got, Bill?
Where does Aaron Rodgers rank among quarterbacks all time?
Okay, I just went through. We would need more than a top five list.
Yeah, I don't think he's top five.
I have him 7th.
Okay, so I would assume in some order, Brady and Mahomes.
This is my order. Brady, okay. Mahomes, Montana, Manning, Elway. I went Marino. I don't know that I feel strongly about that. But I went Marino, and then I'd have Rodgers over Favre, Steve Young, other guys like that. I have Rodgers 7.
All right, I think I might go Rodgers over Marino, and I know people will probably lose their minds over that because like the old school guys. Yeah, I think he is 6. And I for years, I thought one more Super Bowl, you could probably take Peyton Manning down, but he just hasn't been able to do it. You know, he's had...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good teams. Those last few years with the Packers, it was very disappointing. He's one of those guys, he's like a classic should have won more guy. But, I mean, you stack up all the MVPs, the numbers that he has, does have a Super Bowl, so that does separate him from some of the other guys like Jim Kelly.
It does.
And obviously
he lost a ton
Dan
of
Marino.
NFC title games at home.
Yeah, it's that part's not good.
But I look, that to me is the line. Marino or Rodgers, I would lean Marino out of those two. I mean, I did, but I think those two are close. I think Rodgers has to be ahead of Favre, right?
I think he's better than Favre.
I think he has to be ahead of Favre.
Yeah.
And then again, Steve Young. I was trying to come up with who even would be my 10th. Like, I feel pretty strong about those nine. After that, I hate Breeze. I don't. Bradshaw and Aikman really weren't that good. They were just on unbelievable
teams. You know
teams.
Who I like a lot is Kurt Warner.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Johnny,
I thought you were going to say your Johnny U guy over
well,
there.
Well, yeah. You could set your haircut to Johnny U. Or you could set your watch's haircut.
His haircut, yeah.
But I feel like Kurt Warner, when he went back to the Super Bowl with Arizona, was really like, all right, it wasn't just the greatest show on turf. And he was so good for like 3 years there. So it burned hot, but he was pretty insane.
Is it possible? You said this yesterday, and you're like, maybe he needs another year or two. Is it possible, like, Lamar is there?
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't won.
Without a doubt, it's right there. Because Lamar, once you get into that wave of guys that haven't won, and if that's the thing that you really hold up, Lamar and even Josh Allen, depending on the next few years go, they start stacking MVP awards or like runner up and MVP finishes. Like, how do you ignore those guys?
I would say Lamar's got to win.
Yeah.
But if he wins, he's probably based on MVPs, based on all pros, he's had a bunch of winning seasons. You know, now he has not been great in the playoffs, and I think that's the one thing holding him back. But if Lamar breaks through and wins, and the whole show picked Baltimore to win the Super Bowl this year. If that happens, which it probably won't now that we all predicted it, he might be a top 10 quarterback of all time already.
That's true. Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers has four MVPs. Lamar Jackson has two.
Marino only had the one, right?
I think so.
We were looking this up yesterday, and I believe Marino only had the one.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, maybe if you really look at it, Rodgers has got to be over
Favre
Marino.
Favre did have three. I mean, Peyton Manning had five. You know,
look,
I always
Favre
to
at the end was such an a-hole and a clown, similar to Rodgers, but Favre was
awesome
great.
For a while.
I mean,
while.
Favre was great.
Yep.
617-779-7937. That's in his prime, Brett Favre. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.